说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, elementaries. We're in a very dangerous zone here today in Chinese pod, and my name is Ken Carroll.
I'm Jenny, and we're in the battlefield.
Exactly, we're in the battlefield of all places.
Yeah.What could happen there?
Battles?
I think so. But it might go smoothly or not.
It might. Let's go to the battlefield. It's raging outside. And let's listen to today's drama. We won't give you any clues because, well, you've just got one. It's a battlefield. Let's have a listen three times.
对话第一遍
我怕
什么？你是军人，不是小孩。
我
保卫国家，冲！
保卫国家，冲！
第二遍。
我怕
什么？你是军人，不是小孩。
我
保卫国家。冲！
保卫国家，冲！
第三遍。
我怕
什么？你是军人，不是小孩。
我
保卫国家，冲！
保卫国家，冲！
It's a newbie soldier, huh?
It is.
He's scared.
Well, I've been there, done that, you see. I know how he feels.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll get into that later. Translations now.
Okay.
我怕。我。
I'm so scared.
我怕。我。
I'm scared.
我怕。我。怕什么？你是军人，不是小孩。
Scared of what? You're a soldier, not a child.
怕什么？你是军人，不是小孩。
What are you scared of? You're a soldier, not a child.
怕什么？你是军人，不是小孩。我。
I.
我。保卫国家，冲！
Defend your country, charge.
保卫国家。冲
Defend the country, charge.
保卫国家，冲
Wow,
that is either drama or a computer game, online game.
It's real.
Oh,
it's real. Yes. Yeah, it's real.
So Ken, you served in the military?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've been there in my mind's eye, though, I can say. I've seen a lot of movies.
Yes.
To know that this is authentic.
Yeah.
let's take a look at it. Now, this young fella, what does he say? He says,
我怕。我怕。
Fairly straightforward, and it just means I'm scared. Right? 我怕。
Yes.
So, 怕, fourth tone is an adjective. That's all you need to say.
Right? 我怕。
You don't need an auxiliary verb.
No.
I am scared. You just say,
我怕。
There you go. 你真的怕吗?
不怕。
Oh, okay, I'm just checking now. Okay.
谢谢。
Now, here we go. Isn't it wonderful the way Chinese can be so direct and so efficient?
Yep. 怕什么?怕什么?
怕什么?
What
are you scared of?
怕什么?
Yeah. Well, you are a soldier.
你是军人。你是军人。
You are a soldier.
Let's
look at the word soldier.
军人。军人，
军人。
Yes, first and second tone.
First and second.
Yeah.
Let's hear it again one more time.
军人，
军人。Sounds right.
I think so.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in their 50s,
yeah.
Their names have the character 军. Like my mom, a woman's name, has this character. Because her parents were in the military force.
And it was the revolutionary time as well, post-revolution and all that. Interesting. So, 军, the first tone, interesting there. Now, you're not a kid.
不是小孩。
Yeah, you're not a kid. Now, defend your country. That's an interesting phrase.
保卫国家。
Now, of course, the word for country is?
国家。
So it's second and first tone, right?
I love this word, Ken. 国 means country, and 家 actually means family.
It's family, indicates so, the nation. Right?
Yeah, the nation. It's a home, your motherland.
国家. Now, to defend it.
保卫国家.
Now, 保卫 is actually to defend in a military sense.
Yeah, right? In a very noble sense. Service.
Service.
So it always collocates with 国家, something really grand, bigger than yourself.
Yeah, you wouldn't 保卫 sort of day-to-day things.
No.
In a sports game or... It's really only in this context.
Mm.
There you go. And I think it has a very old, ancient ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that. Interesting. One more time. Defend your country.
保卫国家.
And then the order comes, of course, to charge.
Ah, that is 冲. 冲.
冲. Wow.
Well, it sounds very authoritative, doesn't it?
It does.
冲.
And martial.
And
wow. It doesn't sound like this chap is ready to chung.
I don't think so either.
And but he repeats the mantra in his sort of shaky way, and he says,
"保卫国家, chung."
Yeah, he squeaks up, "保卫国家, chung." Yeah, he's well, you know, hey, who am I to knock it? Who knows what any of us would do out there in the real battlefield?
Our men and women in uniforms, they're the heroes.
They are, certainly are. Let's listen to that three more times.
好.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue. 你是军人，不是小孩。我保卫国家，冲！保卫国家，冲！
<音>第二遍。我怕，我怕什么？你是军人，不是小孩。我。
保卫国家，冲！保卫国家，冲！
<音>第三遍。我怕，我怕什么？你是军人，不是小孩。我保卫国家，冲！
保卫国家，冲！
Ken, do you know in China, secondary and high school students, they go through like a 2-week intensive military training.
Do that.
Yeah.
Bet
in
you
summer.
Enjoyed that.
I luckily dodged the bullet because
I
went to Singapore.
Wow.
a month before the military training.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be a lot tougher if I did.
You would be.
Training.
Those 2 weeks would have completely changed you into a real tough nut.
Yeah.
Right? Would they?
And it used to be in the hottest month of the year, the hottest time of summer. But a lot of people, they would go down with heat stroke.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So now it's changed to September or even October.
Oh, that's kind of them. Oh, yeah, you get out there and 保卫国家. Wow, impressive. Yes. Well, while you're 保卫 your own 国家, why don't you keep visiting ChinesePod.com and exploring the things you can do there, make the connections, and build upon the stuff you hear in the audio, because that's what it's all about.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay, we got to go. We'll be back again tomorrow, won't we?
Yes, we will. What an innovative lesson today.
I think so.
You never know what's coming up on Chinese Pod.
Exactly.
So stay tuned. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
再见.
As usual, Chinese Pod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0956.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0956 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0956.